Welcome.
He said,
hang on now. Yokoso. Hang on. Benvenuto.
I'm lost.
Caribou.
You got me. Okay, where is this coming from?
To episode 12.
There you go.
Of Slow Jams with Hester. See, what you don't know is, man, we're worldwide, right?
Worldwide. Yes.
So welcome is American, right?
Okay.
It's English.
Okay.
Yokoso is Japanese for welcome.
Okay.
Yokoso.
Yokoso.
Benvenuto is Italian.
Okay,
for man. Welcome.
Somebody's been doing homework.
I'm telling you, man.
And caribou is Swahili.
Ooh.
Which is the official language in Tanzania. Right? We always ask, well, how do they talk in Tanzania? That's how they do it, right there.
Swahili.
What about Pig Latin? You got that on there?
Ixnay, Malte, Shute.
Yeah.
Wow. That's Pig Latin.
That's what I'm talking
about. So here we are. So once again, episode 12, you're sitting here with Spangler.
Yep.
Branch.
Here we go.
Max.
Hey.
And the man. The myth.
The legend.
The old fart sucking on a mitt.
Brown things in his mouth.
Oh, listen.
Nate Hester.
Sugar free. What's going on out there, my friends? Coming to you real quick one time. SJWH 1010 here on a Friday evening. Hanging out with the fellas at 1945.
Yeah. Man, you even said it at military time.
Yeah, I had to do that, man.
That's awesome.
For the slow people out there, that's quarter till eight. Woo, got to be more careful. Woo. There you go.
How y'all doing out there in the world?
We'll see. I don't know, man. We spent about 45 minutes doing some testing here. We're trying to get our audio down. I don't know, maybe you can bump it back up one, maybe. As long as we talk, we'll be okay.
Yeah, I feel like it.
We should be all right.
Episode 12.
This is it.
It's been about a month. We had Christmas go by.
Christmas
came and went.
We had New Year's go by.
Sure did.
So Santa Claus, good to everybody.
Some of us went out of town.
Yep. Some of us did go out of town.
Yeah. I got a story to tell about my little adventure. We sit here, Matt.
We were
waiting to hear this story.
Definitely got some stories.
He sent me to we go to the North Pole.
We went to
the South.
North Pole.
You went to the North Pole?
Yeah, we was the North Pole. Yeah, I had to. Listen, I want to say first, I had to apologize to an old buddy of mine, you know, because I think my last, listen, I done paid you my money already.
It's the mix. It's the mix.
Well, it's hard to help these good days.
I thought I had Tourette's there for a second.
But listen, I had to go and, you know, hey, do my dues, because I made some rude comments about a good fella that takes care of everybody every year, you know.
Bet you ain't like that,
and,
did he?
No, he was kind of upset about it.
Yeah,
he was, you know.
Figured.
I had to go to it, which he called a, what did they send me to? Oh, I had to do a culture awareness class.
Oh, yeah, that's what so Santa Claus sent you a cultural awareness class.
He sure did,
what?
Man.
I missed this.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Where was Max at?
He didn't get up that day, man.
Because Max was your chaperone.
He was. He didn't get up that day.
Slept in, huh?
He found some little elf and they went out to the
store
and did something. Oh, hell.
Oh,
man. You know, he came out had a little curly looking shoes.
So they gave you guys clothes when you got up there.
Yeah. I had little people clothes on. Yeah. Man.
Well, that ain't nothing new for you.
Junior size.
Right?
Yeah.
So I know Max got a story.
Oh, yeah.
To tell.
It starts off with, you know, we're going into, you know, Christmas is over with, you know, things like that. But, you know, you get a phone call from the man in red, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And, you know, he says it's time to go. It's time to go.
You gotta go.
Right? Gotta go.
Yeah.
And in his wisdom, you know, you gotta jump on it when he tells to go things. Well, Beyonce here likes to run late everywhere he goes.
Beyonce.
So, here we go.
And we rearranged this trip. Okay, so the first instructions we have was we need to be at Eagle Creek Airport.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yep.
Alpine, we worked on your schedule. Because we don't want slow jams to be
over there off 38th Street.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because last thing you want to do is be rushed.
Right.
Right. Right. You right.
You gotta get that J5 right.
Yeah.
Go meet the big man, Santa Claus.
Indeed. I had a hair appointment that day, and I was running behind.
So we're thinking, yeah, we're going to the airport. We're getting a private plane.
Right.
Because that's all that comes in and out of Eagle Creek Airport. Dude, we're standing there. We got the sleigh.
Ooh,
we brought all the reindeer.
The sleigh comes to pick you up.
Everything. Yeah. The sleigh came
to pick us up. That's exciting. I was cool with that, man.
You see Rudolph? Was Rudolph on there?
I didn't have no seatbelt while I was sitting there. That's the only thing that made me mad, man.
The sleigh?
There you go.
We are at the North Pole in 5 minutes.
From Eagle
from
Creek?
Eagle Creek. I'm telling you, it's truly magical.
Your eyes had to be watering.
Well, I mean, how do you think he gets around the world?
I had glasses on, man.
That sleigh is no joke.
The only thing I seen was the back of Max's head.
The J5 had to be laid out flat.
Way back.
It looked like you have a perm.
Man, I had the drip.
It's turning into icicles. Oh, like, man.
Listen, that soul glow I put in my hair, it was all like, hey. Yeah.
Wow.
So that was a ride,
man. We get to our location. I mean, it was fast. Boom, we're there. Before we even know it, we're rushed to our headquarters. We go to our room. We get our room squared away.
And
they're rushing us. Quick.
Right, you got to move.
We got to get up on stage, right?
Yeah.
Because you're there to what? What was our assignment?
I was asked to perform by dancing.
Right? Break dance.
Yeah, break dance. However you want to call it.
Right.
Step, square dance, whatever. I had to do it all.
Break dance. Break it.
I really couldn't get into it too well, but it took me a minute, right? Because they couldn't get the music right for some strange reason.
He takes the stage.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh. That was it right
was
there.
Was he windmilling and shit?
Uh-oh.
That was, man. How come he found Herbie Hancock of all music? That's who that is right there.
Well, yeah, we know that. Well, who else do you want to dance to?
I think I did a little bit of who?
So let's paint the picture.
He just pulled this song off your set list from your strip show in Vegas.
Here we go. So he's got tracksuit.
Ooh.
Can go turn backwards.
Ooh.
And elf shoes.
Shell tops.
Yeah.
No laces.
And Speedo.
Doing it.
Right?
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Don't go there too fast.
Get the Speedos on out there. So he's popping. Way, man.
Right?
He's locking. Dude, he's getting it in.
Did he use the broom?
Did everything you could possibly think of.
I know.
All right. Well, he had something planned for somebody else that was extremely special that he had a liking to.
Right.
Okay, who?
Well, we all know Santa Claus has a Mrs. Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
So,
here we go.
Hester, you did it.
Man. Hey, I'm telling you.
Oh!
Next thing you know,
I remember.
Oh no!
Breakaway.
Oh,
trap shoot. Boom!
I had the Speedo.
I was swinging.
Hey,
too.
You remember that? Hey, right.
I was swinging.
Hey, so you remember that break? Remember that move?
Yes.
That breakdance move where they got down on their hand like this,
right there.
Hester was doing it on his crank.
Man, Santa Claus was not happy.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah,
you're breaking out the pony for Mrs. Claus, man.
Mrs. Claus was
smelling. She was red, I bet.
She got a dark man up there. Great dancing. And now he's doing his thing.
She told me to do it. She offered me some pig. And I did it.
So they started playing that that country song, "Just a Swingin'."
Yeah.
And he started two stepping. Although in your case it'd be three stepping.
Listen, my J5 was.
Was that your teeth? Your teeth just fall out.
Candy, man. Listen, he just called it.
Oh, my God.
So that's why y'all got kicked out. Max told me y'all got kicked out.
He got kicked out of North Pole.
Man.
We were asking
the trip back. You was not as fast. We did not get the sleigh.
So you guys were.
It's not 5 minutes.
It's safe to say that you guys are on the naughty list.
We are on the naughty list.
So when next year come around, if I get a candy cane,
you'd be lucky.
It'd be a miracle.
They gave
man.
Us the Polar Express, but we were shoveling the coal.
You know, but don't nobody know, Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
She texts me.
Oh, yeah?
It's so big.
Yeah. You got the digits.
Oh, what you talking about?
You got the 454.
Oh, man.
Damn, that was when she said,
454.
Give me some Hill Street. We'll roll out.
Yeah. Right. So, indeed. I was in my zone,
it was,
man.
It was pretty cool.
So, here's.
Wow.
It was definitely.
Yeah.
So here's what you don't know.
Uh-oh.
I got a great place for you to go this time, this week. I mean, nice.
Well, I thought this was going to be a group thing this
hang
time.
Hang on now. Listen, I'm going to tell you. I got an email from the budget committee. And it was
I'm getting sick of the budget.
And it was a nasty email. They are not happy.
Oh no!
Because the budget committee feels like now this is prior to your guys' trip up there and prior to the story. They listen to this so they hear about your stories as it comes out. They'll like this story. Okay. However, they made this decision prior to this story.
Uh oh.
They think they've wasted money on your trips because you go on these trips, we send you on these trips, and you come back with these weak ass stories like I didn't have certification. Hang on now. Rebecca didn't get on the plane. All this other shit. So they've dictated to me that this week all four of us are going on this trip.
Whoa, okay, yes. Then that's cool then.
Okay, we are all four going.
So where'd they get all this money to send four people? That's what I need to know. My budget come in.
I don't know if y'all are gonna like what we're doing.
Uh-oh. That don't sound too good.
But it was dictated to us. Otherwise they're pulling our funding. So we're all four going. So we all have supervision over you.
And we all
gonna have stories to come back and tell. So
supervision over me.
Yeah, okay.
The only.
So
okay. I mean, come on, man, you jumped and sent Mrs. Claus lap. What you expect?
Well, you're out there swinging the ding-a-ling.
You know, shameless. Told me to do that.
I did not. Tell you. I said, she told show me him a good time.
She said, listen, Santa's going to the back, and he needs to go through the door, and you just come on through here. And we just went there back.
Oh, man.
Maybe Santa contacted the budget committee. I don't know, but they weren't happy. So,
anyways,
we're going to take our break. That was the longest intro we've ever done.
Yeah.
It was, wasn't it?
But we're going to take our break, and we are coming right back.
Straight.
With Slow Jams with Hester.
Straight.
Episode 12.
He cried.
We'll be right back.
Hello.
Don't go nowhere.
Hey, here we go, y'all. Here we go. We right back here then on episode 12.
Episode 12.
So how's everybody doing again? But listen, I'm going to go ahead and take my little thing off right here. And as soon as my partner, I paid that money for this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the holdup is, but go ahead and hit that real quick. You know, there's been many times, what now? Like they always say, over and over and over. Because this whole thing is about SJWH coming to you and share. And what else did we share, huh? I'll tell you. But I'm going to tell you this.
It doesn't seem
from this side, from this point of view, Daryl Spanky Spank. Give it a little dap over there. You got old Branch over there. Big man. Just not enough. Big Max.
Here we go. Getting in the groove.
Times I wanted to say it over and over and over. And I just look at everybody and say, what? My what? I can't never. Can't you do what? Getting up your love, babe. One time he's coming to you all the time. Girl, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why she don't listen. Every time I'm going to say something, she got something smart to say. Because I can't get used to spending all my money.
Yeah, I think Rebecca has more money than you.
She has a lot of money.
But she still spends your money?
She spends our money. Our.
I think you spend quite a bit of money.
But I'm going to tell you this one time, though. What can I say? What am I going to do? I can't do nothing, man. I'm telling you. with everything you do. What kind of, what is this? What is it?
What love is this
that you're giving me? Is it in that hat of yours you got on Spanky? Yeah. Is it sweet? Yes, you are.
I'm here.
What? Coming who? And who's gonna do where? Your name.
Whoa! Are you okay over there?
Did anybody else get that Ray Charles vibe when he just did that?
Yeah, because I wasn't there.
I thought you were having a stroke.
Man, this is how it goes.
No, it's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this one time.
Let's go.
Girl,
I can only make you see.
And make you do what?
And make you understand.
I wonder if you're singing this instead of
because, yeah. I did. I would have. Yeah, come on.
Out of there so quick.
So did you give Mrs. Claus a lap dance?
Yeah, I did.
Dang it, son.
Twist it up like a pretzel. Boy, and then we had no salt on it. Yeah.
The same old thing.
Oh, man.
Every time you hear.
Yeah.
I scream love things.
What moves, then moves. I scream.
Oh, what you gonna say, Santa Claus?
What the?
Yeah, here we go. One time. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Let's
go.
You know, while we roll, take the what now?
Are we still on this song?
Yeah, okay. We can go ahead and blend on, man. Let's go ahead and blend on with that double.
That's a good, man.
Old school. Double. You know what I'm saying? Double's good, too, to
come
to
you. We've done
just
double
trying to clan. Yeah, we did. It's an old school song, but we did that way back in episode 1.
Oh, it was one?
Did we? Episode 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been that long, man.
It's been a minute, ain't it? That was back in what, 2019 it was? Here we go. I'm going to break it down to you slow right here. This is an old school song right here about this young lady, right?
Right.
Looking for a dude, a good man. You know, somebody to make her smile. But it was like...
What were her initials?
It was late, past midnight.
For the MC?
She couldn't go to sleep. She didn't go to sleep with nothing because I was whispering in her ear.
Mrs. Claus? You talking about Mrs. Claus?
Nah, man, it's somebody else. Yeah, that was way up north.
Oh, okay. You know,
I done went down to what? Tupelo, Mississippi? Get it two below?
Two
below.
The news day's dawning.
Two below?
She's dripping away.
You say two below?
Two below, Mississippi.
Okay.
Dripping away.
Yeah. Here we go right here one time. But only for a day. That's a smooth song right there, man. Double. You know what I'm saying? You coming to me right? Hear that beat right there going?
I've never heard this song in my life.
Big Matty Mac.
You've never heard this song?
You doing all right? You ain't heard that, man?
I don't remember this from episode 1.
That's an old school right there, man. Watch it. Too long ago, too long apart. You couldn't do what?
Couldn't wait another day.
Another day for her, man.
This song's probably older than me, right?
To have Mrs. Claus is hard.
Not Mrs. Claus.
I'm sorry, we're in two below Mississippi.
Yeah, that's what old school saying about two below.
I got a story for that. But
okay. Okay. I know what that story is too, right?
What?
Are we picking anything while we're thinking about it?
Well, okay. Well, then why don't we do this? roll on with number one, there, man.
Oh, we just gonna cut me off right here. With number one, right there, man. Hey, we getting ready to blend into something else, there, fellas. So y'all hold on, okay?
This all reminds me of something.
Does it old school?
Two below.
Two below.
That's not number one.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
She's on fire.
She's on fire.
Yes.
That's one song I never cared for.
She's just a girl on fire.
Is she fine?
I mean, do you think Rebecca's fine?
My wife is, yes.
Okay, so that's who's on fire.
Let's use somebody else besides that.
We can't use somebody else because this song, this story is about Rebecca.
Uh-oh, it can't be.
It is.
Can't be.
Yeah, it is because she came to me strong on Facebook. I got to file a formal complaint.
Uh-oh. She came to you strong.
She came to me strong on Facebook.
Did you step aside or something?
No.
You had to say something for her to go this side right here.
She came to me strong. Listen now. Damn. So your son.
Uh-oh. Okay, here we go.
Okay, Jamie or Christopher?
Christopher.
Okay.
Puts a post on Facebook about how he was doing... homework.
Okay.
With his kids, right?
I remember why she came strong then.
And he said he made a comment that he was getting made fun of because dad, meaning him,
right,
dad couldn't pronounce the big words.
Oh,
right.
So I merely got on there. And I'm thinking in my brain, I'm thinking, man, you know, I'm going back episodes. And I remember us talking about Ralph Tresvant, who you called Ralph Transylvania.
Sensitivity.
I remember when you were, when you had one of your surgeries, you were heavenly sedated.
Oh, yeah, that's right? True.
And then I remember, what was the other? It was,
there an acronym? Big word. OAR was a...
OAR? Then it was,
three words.
Oh, y'all going to get that.
But now we got Two Below Mississippi.
Two Below Mississippi.
That's not even the name of it. So I merely got on Facebook and said, I posted back to Chris. I'm like, well, that sounds like a trait you must have got from your dad. Right?
Unable to pronounce big words.
So Rebecca fires the first shot.
Pow!
And comes back and says, that's not very funny.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Right? And I'm sitting there, I'm like going,
all right.
Man, is she mad? Like, is she, like, seriously? Like, she, I mean... I'm just speaking the truth.
Right. Were there in capital letters?
No.
Okay, well, then she was upset.
So I fired back, and I said, well, it's a little funny.
Yeah.
LOL.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, Chris laughed about it, I do believe.
And then she came back strong again, saying, yeah, that's what Nate says when he thinks he's trying to be funny. That girl was on fire because she came at me strong on Facebook.
Okay, I'm going to have to discuss that with her.
Yeah, you need to have a discussion with Rebecca, because that kind of, you know, that was a little strong.
I don't think it was no offensive meeting towards anyone.
Why?
I mean, because we done broke bread together before.
I know.
I think you have to go out a little liquor. Hey, that's what you did. Go out a little liquor. Man, that would have did it up right there.
What song you want to roll into now?
Hey, okay, we just stepped off. Let's do Eric. What was the name again? Since I can't pronounce no words.
You shut us off. Sit.
You tell us.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to turn the radio on. Okay. You ain't going to put me on this spot again, okay? Webster.
Webmd.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you this little story right here.
You got some hungry eyes?
Listen, man. Hungry eyes. Boy, I'm going to tell you, man. You know how it is when you go out to eat?
Yeah.
Your stomach is growling and everything. You sitting at the table, right? You got this giant big plate of food from you, right? And the first thing that comes to your mind is this.
You got some
pepper. I've been meaning to what?
Meaning to tell you.
All that food you got on your plate, Branch.
I was going to say, I didn't think you was talking about you, because you don't ever eat out.
No, I sure don't, man.
I guarantee Hess eats more than anybody in this room.
Although we got you to eat out.
I ate out that one day specifically because of the love that I got for you, Spanky. I know.
Where we eat
at? We was at the...
Man's Grill.
Man's Grill, back in the corner, right?
Yeah.
Sitting between both of y'all.
The roaches and the cracked out waitresses.
Hungry eyes.
And the parolees in the kitchen.
Yeah,
let me see your ID.
What's your DLC?
Right.
No offense, Man's Grill.
Right, yeah,
because we love you. We love your food.
Hey, where you going?
It's count time.
Back up.
Oh, no. This is me. Hear me now. That's it. I want to do what with you all day long. What is it?
Yeah, you
love's all about.
Your timing was bad on that right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, man. Okay. Can't get them all. Because I got you word, though. I'm going to say this one time.
Is that like Dirty Dancing?
Yes.
You know, I just seen that movie for the first time in my life. Like
Dirty Dancing?
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Back in the old school days. Laura rest his eyes.
Nobody put the baby in the corner.
Yes. Hey, is that going in?
Do your thing, dude.
He wants to get all tempted.
You've been, you been like that all night, man. You walked in straight. Rebecca rubbing off on you. Coming at me strong. Shit.
I ain't been picking at you at all.
I got this.
You got hard candy.
What now?
Do you want the green M&M's?
Do your thing.
Oh, yeah, man. That is it right there.
Give me a...
We get ready to blend out into something else.
We get ready to blend out into something else, man. Oh, number six. We get ready to blend out number six.
Man, okay then. All right. We getting ready to my tune. All right. So I did. That was three, right? Huh? I should have came with an all instrumental. So we had to sit here and look at each other and hold hands.
Well, you kumbaya. Yeah, you
sing kumbaya all day.
What? What?
Oh, man. What is this?
Straight classic.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so
that's a serious cut. That's it, Philadelphia.
New segment to the podcast.
Oh, okay, let's go with it. Let's go, what you got?
Way back when we kind of did something like this. Remember when we did John Wick versus Jason Bourne?
Oh, here we go. Yes.
Remember that? That one was so, Jason Bourne.
Any of you guys ever heard of Dr. Disrespect?
No.
You're missing out. He's a streamer on YouTube. He's magnificent. All right. But anyways. He does this thing called the Triple Threat Challenge, but it's with a video game. So we're going to have a Triple Threat Challenge.
Triple Threat Challenge.
And I'm thinking that maybe only the three of us are going to be able to play this game the first time, because I don't know if Branch is going to know any of these people.
All right. Okay.
So here we go. It's going to be a something versus something versus something.
All right, let's see.
And we got to get everybody's opinion on who's going to be the one whooping some ass.
Let's play along.
Okay, man, I got you.
All right. Number one in the Triple Threat Challenge is Mr. Rogers.
I know who Mr. Rogers is.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Mr. Rogers.
Will you be my neighbor?
Versus Captain Kangaroo.
Dude, you took my guy.
Captain Kangaroo.
That's some shit.
Okay, Captain Kangaroo is going to whoop Mr. Rogers.
Versus, hang on now, versus Cowboy Bob.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
So you got Mr. Rogers, Captain Kangaroo, Cowboy Bob,
right,
all in a steel cage, Triple Threat Challenge.
Okay.
Who's coming out?
Cowboy Bob.
Cowboy Bob. See, I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Mr. Rogers.
You know who Captain Kangaroo is?
No.
Okay. Captain Kangaroo is
no
big,
idea.
He's Cowboy Bob.
I'm going with Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. Yeah. Man, really?
I heard some things about Mr. Rogers. I don't know if they're true or not.
Okay, he'd be your neighbor if you so ask him.
You going with Cowboy Bob?
I'm gonna go with Cowboy Bob.
Why you going with Cowboy Bob?
He's my boy, man. He had the little dog come out on the show with him all the time. Let me think of the dog's name, man. It's old school. I gotta say my alphabets.
I know.
Hold on.
The last half of it, you smoke.
Half of your cigar, nah, smoke weed.
Tumbleweed was his name. I wouldn't expect that one.
So you think the dog is going to get involved?
He's going to protect his master. You know, like, hey, straight up.
Max,
what you got? I think I'm going to have to side with Branch on Mr. Rogers.
See? Mr. Rogers.
I think he's a sleeper, man.
He's a sleeper.
He's very controlled, very calculated.
Man, he coming in there.
I'm just saying from the show, he's like a... He can be a serial killer.
What?
Yeah, you see how much patience he has?
He coming in there putting on some old soft shoes.
I thought he was a special operative. He was a Green Beret or you some know? Bullshit
and
like that.
And listen, he's a pedophile because he's talking about good morning boys and girls.
Okay.
Alright,
so we take that back. So we don't get sued.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Defamation of character. Right. We do not know that he is a pedophile.
No, we don't.
I'm going to go with Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo?
He had it.
Alright, so yes, who was right, Captain Kangaroo?
He had the bowl. So this is why I'm going with Captain Kangaroo, because he's got a head like King Kong Bundy.
He took a lot of flack
right?
King Kong Bundy.
So he just go around headbutting dudes and just knocking
like
them out.
Yeah, he's another bruiser, Dick the Bruiser.
Right. He could be another Mr. Rogers.
Coming out of the closet. Gonna get sued
today. Hey, where the
fuck?
This podcast.
Mr. Rogers always
went to the closet when he came.
All I'm
just
saying,
put his
sweater on.
It's somebody that like meticulous. Like, I mean, that's most serial killers. You know, they gotta Better tie your shoe down. Takes the right down, shoe off. Takes the left shoe off.
I heard he was in the Marines. Yeah, he probably knows some stuff we don't know.
Yeah, cardigan.
He was in the Marines.
Yeah, you ever see the TV show Dexter?
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I sure didn't.
That's what I see. I'm telling you.
Okay, all right, then.
Train killer.
So he's in full metal jacket then. Is that what you're saying?
You know, so triple threat.
Triple threat.
I like it.
So the next episode, one of y'all can come up with the triple threat.
Okay, now.
Right, and then we'll just kind of keep on.
That was a nice
one. They got to stay with that generation.
Yeah, man.
Good music.
I know what I'm doing, man. All right, so
strong now.
We're gonna take another break.
I'm going up the stairs.
Man, I don't think you could run up them stairs.
Yeah, I could. I run 3 times faster than you up the stairs.
Nah.
2 or 3 times.
Yeah, all you do is talk about. I never see you run.
I've never seen him run.
I've never seen
him run. Man.
I say we have a race.
Oh, that'd be good. Damn,
can we record that?
Yeah.
Lose.
Put that on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
I'm not losing.
You got to watch out what you put on social media. You may get some 12:30 at night text saying,
hey, can you take that off of Facebook, man?
Oh, man. Let's go. I'm gonna say this.
My feelings are hurt.
Since you brought that up, I didn't bring it up. I just mentioned it. I do want to say thank you because you was feeling. Okay.
I didn't want to hear you cry no more, so I took it off.
Man, you got an image to uphold.
He said, I don't want to look soft. I said, if you're worried about looking soft off that, then you're already soft.
S-O-F capital T. Soft.
Yeah, I said, Wade Gibson.
So we're going to take our break. And we're going to come right back after this break strong.
Coming to you quick.
With Biscuits with Brands.
Oh, yeah.
Biscuits with Brands, man.
We probably didn't tell you to have that music queued up, did we?
No, we didn't.
All right, well, I abruptly shut it off. We'll be right back.
He cried.
All day. Welcome back. Episode 12.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Slow Jams with Hester.
Downtown.
Coming hard at you with Biscuits with Brent. What is this, like our fourth installment?
I think it's like the fourth. It's fourth or fifth, like, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting
old hat. So what you got?
Today, I got to break some news. So new year, you know, new resolutions.
Yeah.
So you promise a wife I'll try to eat better this year.
That's good.
Okay, that's a good thing, man.
So we've been doing this... what you call it? Carnivore diet.
What is
carnivore
that?
Carnivore diet.
So it's all meat.
All meat. Basically anything that comes from an animal.
Okay.
You can eat. So no vegetables, no fruit, no carbs, no sugar, no nothing. All just right. Water, bone broth, and steak burgers and all that.
Damn.
No bread and nothing?
No bread and nothing.
He's been pretty loyal to
you. Your cholesterol is going to be through the roof.
Type. Hey, I already lost like 20 pounds on it. I'm not going to type crazy. But, I'm going to tell you about this pizza I discovered.
Pizza?
Yes, pizza.
Okay.
So, it's kind of like shortcuts, can't eat bread. So we made this pork rind crusted pizza.
Pork rind?
Yes.
Wow.
You mean like skins?
Yes, skins, crackers, all of that.
Yeah.
That was the crust of the pizza.
Okay, how y'all get, okay.
So you just grind up some pork rinds.
All right.
Throw a little egg and some cheese in it.
To make it a base, like a...
Make it a base. Side.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
And you put it in the oven, bake it, and then you throw all your pizza toppings on there. We use, like, no sugar added tomato sauce for that, so... But basically, this pizza was amazing. I'm going to make it all the time. I had Max making it over the weekend.
Yep. He made one.
What
kind of meat you put on yours, Max?
Sauce, pepperoni.
Serious?
Yeah.
Pork rind. How many pork rinds? How many bags of pork rinds?
They have,
one cup.
We have a...
Makes the whole...
They have a jar of
makes
rind,
the whole
of grinded. Yeah, they have a jar of grinded Parmesan, pork rinds.
Parmesan cheese. You want to step out of your shirt.
No.
So he told me the ingredients was Parmesan cheese, cream cheese, right?
Yeah.
And egg. And one cup of pulverized or pre-pulverized
pork rinds.
Right. And you can get pork rinds of barbecue.
Right.
Jalapeno, cheddar cheese, plain sour cream.
Okay.
Telling you.
Okay, how long does it stand in the oven though? I mean, how does the crust come out? Soft?
It's soft. It's doughy.
It's doughy.
Yeah.
Like chewy then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. It came out good. Yeah. Good so alternative.
You, so you could gum it.
Yeah, for all y'all out there in radio, man, I ain't got no teeth.
We've already
got a pair that I'm balling right now. So
we've already discussed that.
Yeah, come right out of time.
We've already discussed that in prior episode. You know something else that I was listening to?
Uh-oh.
I was listening to some of our old episodes.
Yeah.
And something that we never did address on the last episode that we had on episode 10 we talked about was whether or not Max had a Prince Albert.
Oh.
We forgot about that.
Remember we talked about that? Because you said something about getting body piercings.
Right, so did.
I said, oh, so you got a Prince album.
Yeah.
And you didn't know what it was. We had a Google.
Yeah, I sure did. And I had a very close friend of mine show me what that was. I ain't going to mention no names, but I'm like, okay.
And his reaction was exactly, oh. Yeah. Anyways, moving on.
All right, moving on to this restaurant we were talking about all the time. So, we're in Indy. We usually try things, what, once?
At least one time.
What's the place called?
Pepe's Grill.
Pepe's Grill.
So, we out doing
Tuxedo. Well, on 10th Street and the corner of Tuxedo.
There's your problem.
Tuxedo. You just want to put that out there.
That's your problem.
Tuxedo.
The cartoon. I mean,
all the flavor escaped through the bullet hole in the side of the building.
Man.
So we out doing our thing, you know, looking, you know, doing our thing, and it was lunchtime, so I started Googling stuff that was close.
Tenth and Tuxedo.
And I came across this one, you know, restaurant that says Pepe's Grill. Had like a 4.2 rating, so I'm like, all right, let's try it. It was a diner. It was a diner off of 10th Street, and I'm on the carnivore diet, and it took everything because, you know, the diner, you got fries and burgers, rings.
Grease,
pretty much.
Right, yeah.
I didn't even get none of that. That's Max got, what you got, a burger?
Just, I kept it safe.
Bacon burgers, and some onion rings. Yeah. Our new partner, Calico, was with us. He got like a chicken sandwich, I just had egg, sausage, and bacon. That's it. Eggs, an omelet, a cheese omelet, matter of fact. Cheese omelet, two sausage patties.
Simple.
And some bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple, right?
Yeah.
And water.
Right.
So we get this food. Ah, man, it was rough. You know all those times Max will order something.
Oh, yeah.
And the look on his face of disgust.
As soon as he got the food.
Oh, yeah.
They gave him
buyer's remorse.
Yeah, he is real.
Immediately. Got this egg, had like a slice of cheese on top, and that was my omelet.
Are you kidding?
I'm not lying. Picture.
I didn't take a picture. You did
take a picture.
I just folded it and ate it. I suffered through it.
You
didn't have to tell them to fix this, man.
Oh, man.
How
many eggs was it? One.
Probably.
We get in there, and the menu, it looks reasonable, you know. Hamburger, $4.95. You know.
Tenth and Tuxedo.
Right. Okay, so that was right there, after it was said and done.
Oh, man.
I wasn't even upset, okay? I'm like, I'm eating.
That's a hall
meal. It's still food.
Hey, that's a hall meal.
So the bill gets to get here, right? So I get up there, take my card out, about to pay for it. You will never believe how much this egg, cheese omelet with bacon and sausage on the side.
$12.
$17.
$13.
$13.
$13.
Come on, man.
Wow. I looked at Max. Max looked at me. He said, never again, Branch.
Pepe's Ghetto Grill.
Sorry, dude.
Pepe, Tennessee, Tuxedo.
You got me that time.
The street alone should have told you.
Pepe's rolling around in some True Religion jeans. Thanks to Branch.
I said, I got a water.
Yeah,
I didn't get a $3 soda. That's I got a water.
Man, you probably have a lot of ice. What
are we going to roll into as we end our biscuits with Branch?
Try that pork rind pizza, low carbs.
Yeah. Roll pizza. It to some
zero carbs.
Stanley Clark, man. Lisa.
Didn't have it loaded, but I'll put it in.
Oh, my God. Okay, dude. What do you have loaded?
He's probably got loaded what you told him to load.
Yeah, he didn't play three of them. But you asking him to roll into something else. I gave him three songs.
I got you.
Well, we could just skip you and we could roll into mine.
Yeah, what you got up your sleeve, man?
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Well, then, give me a little number four.
Number four.
Give me a little number four.
Okay, number four. You got his number four loaded, man.
He's got all my stuff loaded, dude.
Yeah, he had mine loaded.
Right?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
You don't have this loaded?
No, I didn't see that because it was all crossed out.
Beautiful,
and then
dude.
You have that little thing right there.
Now make sure you get the right one.
Oh, my goodness. Man, that's okay, man. We paid you. You give a chance of that money
that's
back.
Easy.
That's all I need, man.
That's easy.
You got that. I love this song.
Moving on up.
Moving on up all day, man.
With the J5.
What's number four, though? You going to share that real quick?
You're getting ready to hear, you're getting ready to hear number four.
It's coming out. It's coming out.
You got the lyrics to it, too, man?
What am I doing right now?
I know a lot of the lyrics.
You look at your lips.
It's not that easy.
That's not it.
I know. We got to pay our sponsors.
That's
though.
The ad.
we're paying the bills right now.
Calling all cars.
Huh? All right, here we go.
Calling all cars.
Here we go, Spank Spank.
Calling all cars.
Calling all cars.
Calling all cars.
We had to speed away.
Tinted tuxedo.
There's been a robbery at Pepe's Grill.
Ain't nobody stolen nothing from there.
Branch's wallet got ripped off.
Whoa. You paid that money?
Here we go. Quiet like I can, I take a muscle-bound man and put his face in the sand.
Oh, no.
You don't know that.
You don't know
that? I know who that is.
Who is?
Eminem.
Oh. Yes, it's Eminem.
Yeah. Is it?
Absolutely. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, are you serious?
Ralph Transylvania.
Oh, no. Come on, man.
Wait, I gave you a hint. I said, what am I doing?
Look at your lips. LL.
Hey,
LL.
Did he really just say Eminem?
Like now, what's the name of this song?
I said Eminem. I messed up, didn't it?
What's the name of the
and
song?
Matt, you said yes.
Yes. I would agree with you all the time.
What's the name of the song?
I will never tell you.
I don't know the name of that song, though.
Here it is. What's the name of the song? He just said it.
LL Cool J?
No, that's who sings the song.
Okay, well, I don't know who this is,
I'm
man.
Back. It's LL Cool J. We just said that.
I know that part, but I don't know the lyrics of this.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
The song's name is I'm Bad, okay, right?
I think I'm going to have to take Hester Soul in this card.
No, I can't get that one, man.
So this song is what's the purpose and the meaning, right? He's just talking about himself constantly, right?
Okay.
The song is just constantly talking about himself and how bad he is, right?
Right.
Now, we all know that Nate Hester, probably one of the nicest guys you ever want to meet, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to tell you one thing.
Can't say no to anybody.
If I have to scroll through Facebook
we're still on this
and see one more Nate Hester is the color fucking orange and orange means he's the nicest guy in the world. Nate Hester, what color am I? I'm orange. Watch my animal kindred spirit. I'm a lamb, which means that I'm the most giving dude in the world. That's all you put on Facebook, man.
Oh, man. So I play that little game thing.
You know, I know you do.
Right. I don't even like it.
Right.
I didn't know every time. Know just
that's his persona, huh?
I get on Facebook. Facebook tells me about 7 times a day how good a dude you are.
Oh, well, that's a good
how good
thing.
A dude you are.
That's a good thing, then, isn't it?
I'm like,
all
good.
I gotta say is,
here we go again.
You better not be no random caller on his phone.
Random what?
Yeah. If you don't know your number on his phone,
it ain't happening.
Hester's not nice no more.
Whoa.
How can I help you? You got Hester from hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, hey, man.
Well, put that on Facebook. Put that stuff on there instead of the.
Man, I just see a little game, and I'm like, hey, man, this is
right.
Right. What am I today?
Hester's the most giving individual on the face of the earth. Nate is super kind.
So that means you just shut your phone off if you hear about me so many times.
I don't play them games, man.
I'll call you.
I just do this.
Up at 2:00 in the morning.
I just do this.
Are you flashing on up, man?
Flashing on. And then it's kind of like the roulette wheel. I flip it, and then where it stops, there's another Nate Hester post about how much of a badass you are.
Man.
So,
slow
down with the how good you are is on Facebook. Everybody knows you're a good dude.
Okay.
What are we going to roll into for you?
I didn't load his shit, so.
Oh, you haven't loaded his stuff yet? Okay.
I still can't believe he didn't know this song. This is a classic.
Eminem?
Yeah. Give me Slim Shady.
Give me something. Give me something there.
So hey, go good. With, hey, go Curtis Mayfield. Ooh. We the people who are darker than blue.
Darker than blue. Well, that's some dark dudes right there.
We the people who are darker than blue. That's a crazy song right there.
Here we go.
Man.
This is the best cookies right here. Eat Cool J cookies. I'm bad.
I bought some Oreos when I was up in Michigan, man.
Did you?
Sure did. And I got the wrong one.
What was you up in Michigan for?
I got the of Michigan City.
Oh, okay.
You know that's in Indiana, right?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. You said Michigan, so I thought you meant Michigan.
Well, I'm in
Michigan.
I just want to make sure you know that's in Indiana.
You got this on, man.
Yes, man. What are you stressing me for, man?
Like, oh, man. Because I was thinking, okay, I ain't going to say nothing slick. Right? I was getting ready to say something real slick. I was like, yeah, please let that go, man.
I know already Rebecca's going to come at me strong because I called you out on Facebook.
No, she ain't, man.
Oh.
You picked the wrong one. I should have shown you.
That's the wrong one?
That's the right song, but it's the wrong verse.
Wrong verse.
Well, there's.
We're right in the middle of the show, man.
Okay, see, you wanted this one right here, man. There you go.
Wow. Nope.
I should have told you. There you go, right there.
Got it. New world. This one sounds newer.
That's a new world right there, but it's not We the People are Darker than Blue, but that's a cool song right there. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something, a little story called about Curtis Mayfield. Curtis Mayfield, producer, writer, okay? Superfly, right?
Superfly.
Good darkness movie. No longer. Darkness what? The child is born. Born when? Mother shed tears of joy. Joy. As baby tests his lungs. This is old school right here. We'll take you back over to Hallville. Where he ought to be. We'll swing from Hallville to where?
Avenue.
There we go. Here we go. Another victim. Another who what? Out here in the hood. That's it. In the hood. Starts
statistics. Town. Yes.
Welfare takes the tail.
What? And EBT code?
Yes. Hear it out. The family becomes a crime. There we go. The family becomes what the we do. Is on. And brother, you're the prey. You're the prey of what? Serving time in jail. That's what we do. It just ain't the way. Yes. I'm living so hard. And how we living? That my
hair's gray. This guy's got a very unique voice.
Oh, yeah. It's a brand new day. Curtis Mayfield. A new day. It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Right.
There's a lot of wrestling references in this song.
Yeah.
Is it what now?
The New World Order. NWO.
Yeah.
It's a new day.
New day.
Yes, it is.
Then he breaks it down. Population. Yep. We just marched a million plus the other day. Just the other day. Yes. What was you doing, Max?
What's that? What's he referring to?
He's talking about the city streets, man. Poverty. That's what he's talking about.
Poverty?
Just like Marvin Gaye and Inner City Blues.
Inner City Blues.
Yes.
Yes.
They both blending together.
Gotcha. Talking about the projects. Let us teach the children.
Freedom's never been free. Yes. It's okay to cry. All day. Go ahead and cry.
You notice he does that.
Jesus wept. Okay, when he said Jesus wept, right?
Yeah.
Hey, when he said Jesus wept, which meaning in the book of the Holy Bible, the Old Testament is the shortest verse. Jesus wept.
And this is not even a song you wanted.
But I know that song.
I know.
Yeah.
You did a good job. Yeah. I seen that.
Yeah. Came out with it. Yes, one time.
Clutch.
Tell mother not to moan. Mother not to moan. The love and that is coming home. There's no need to worry. To worry. The times dictate a plan. Mother Earth's given birth to a brand new man. Brand.
Sister, you hear that?
I know you misunderstood. But hold on to your man, cause the future looks good.
Come on, man.
Yes,
you
got, yeah.
You
got, yeah. I got
to talk in a podcast. if we don't talk in the podcast, what's it called?
Man.
The radio.
Right. I could still hearing that, but this is getting ready to blend off anyway. But I just wanted to share this with you for a minute.
That's good, man.
It's out there. Man's of the what?
That's good. I got another good one. I got another good one for you. But don't
worry, there we go. You must be merciful. Merciful what? To obtain the same. Obtain. So if
you break the. Because I'm the color orange on Facebook.
Oh,
no,
man. Come on, man. Listen, I just smashed the button like I do. It's not a win. Shake a hand, make a friend.
You can shake a hand and make an enemy, too.
Always, man. You don't even know it neither, you know? You're
like, backstab.
Old J's. Yeah, the old J's, man. That's an old tune. It's a new day of the human race. I'm telling you. So I figure y'all come get a kick out of that right there. That Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah.
Super fly.
That is good, man.
Nice.
That is good. Very nice. We're going to take another break real quick,
gotcha.
And we're going to come back with another brand new segment on Slow Jams with Hester. This one is called On the Spot Slow Jams.
On the spot.
We'll be right back. We're going to test Hester's knowledge.
Like a stain.
Right.
He said spot, man.
I like it. A stain. On your sheets.
Oh no, man. Say slobber stain at least. Slob. We talking about slobber.
Slobber stain. Call it whatever you want to.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Here we go again. Another new segment.
Yes.
Introducing the first time on Slow Jams with Hester.
Oh, okay. I got you coming.
It's kind of like Stump Hester.
Man, stump me. I'm already short.
You want to explain a little bit? Because Hester's kind of, you know, he's old school. He knows a lot of old songs.
Yes. Yeah, he would. We would play songs. We would play, and we're going to play it here in a minute, but we would play songs in the car.
Right.
And you would just be like, that's so-and-so, 1972. Blah, 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 blah. You knew, it was like every song we played, you knew. So I went through and I picked out three songs.
Three songs.
That you may or may not know, but here's the first one.
When your baby.
Who is this?
These y'all alone.
He goes in deep too. He feels the vibration of the tables.
Yeah, I can't. Come on, I want to guess. Okay, I'm working, man.
You ready? He's gonna get on it right here.
Hey, I want to say Otis Redding or Bob.
Cry to me.
Brooke Bennett.
No.
I can't get this.
Come on now. Starts with an S.
Starts with an S.
First name starts with an S.
Can't be Sam Cooke.
Last name starts with a B.
SB.
He was a king.
He was a king.
He was a king.
He was?
Yeah. First name was a king.
First name was a king.
Bible verse.
Oh, Samson. No, King. You said first name was S, starts with an S.
Yes.
Sam.
S-O. L.
Oh, God, just spell it all out for me. S-O-L.
All right, so we stumped Hester with the first song.
Yeah, you got me on that one, man.
This is Solomon Burke.
Solomon Burke.
What's the song called?
Hold on.
Here we go. Let's get ready to tell you. Right here. Baby, won't you cry to me?
Cry to me?
Cry to me.
Oh, yeah. Got me on that.
God, I figured you'd know this, man.
Solomon Burke.
Number five. Here we go.
You picked three. Can I get two out of five? Two out of three?
Well, let's see.
Two out of five.
You'll probably get this one.
Two out of five.
Two out of three.
I'm all twisted, man. Oh, Three Dog Nights. Open up this door. Let's open this window and let some air in this room.
Bob.
What's all this?
Papa told me to Mama told me to come.
This is the craziest. Ooh,
he owned it. You just said it. You just said it.
Turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see.
You just said it.
I did. Mama told me to come, not to come.
Who is it?
Three Dog Nights.
She said.
That is the way I'm
talking. Listen to that voice. We'll figure it out.
Very distinct voice.
I know it. Yeah, I know it.
You know every word.
And the cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
I
like it though. I've never heard him sing.
I keep saying Three Dog Night, but it's not him.
No, you never heard so.
I've never heard him sing like this.
He's not American, is he?
Yeah, is he? No, he's not.
He's from England, isn't he?
Yes.
He's really? British.
Yes.
Really?
I think he's British.
Oh, we stumped Hester twice?
You know, hey, here's a quick
story. I know the lyrics. He fought Muhammad Ali.
Oh! No kidding.
He got the ring with Muhammad Ali in boxing. Look it up. You ready for this? You might be mad at yourself. You know that, right?
I know the lyrics. I don't know the artist.
Can't get you. You wanna break it to him?
Yeah.
First name's Tom.
Tom.
I think he plays in Vegas a lot.
First name is Tom.
Tom Jones. Okay, that was different then, man.
Man, I'm 2 for 2.
Cool.
Okay, we're going to roll into number 7. This is easy if you play the right version.
That didn't sound like you know, but I was thinking of the original group that did that song.
That's what I said. I didn't
Three
I
Dog
never
Nights.
Heard them.
That's who did it, the original. If you look it up. It's the Three Dog Nights.
They did it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ready, Esther?
Yeah.
Here we go, man. It's a rough one.
Okay.
I got faith in you.
That's it, Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
Right on the spot.
Going.
Okay, so you got. That's not around the watchtower. That's something.
This is an honor your headband, man. The Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Cross headband.
Vietnam? Oh, no. I know who he is, but I don't know the song. It's,
Think of the French roots.
French roots?
The French Louisiana roots.
Louisiana.
New Orleans.
What do they like to do down in New Orleans?
New Orleans?
While they practice.
Voodoo.
Woo!
Voodoo. Yeah. What? Voodoo what?
Rooster leg.
Voodoo rooster leg.
Yeah.
That is the name of the song.
No, it ain't.
No,
I know. I was going to say, it is.
No. Voodoo.
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 I can't
where you shop for your clothes. Voodoo.
What section?
Yeah.
You talking about short people?
What?
Yes, short people.
Junior.
No, a little smaller than juniors. Ooh. What department?
Midgets.
Dude, I don't know if I've walked into the Walmart and seen a sign that said midgets. I think they'd get in trouble. It would say dwarf.
Junior side. Junior side.
Dwarfs.
Voodoo doors.
Voodoo child.
Oh, okay.
Child.
I wouldn't get
voodoo child.
Have you ever seen that video of him playing this song? Dude, it is crazy.
He did this at Woodstock, didn't he?
Yeah.
We gotta do this.
They
again.
have an in color video.
This is the thing.
Bro.
Stuck to and if you just watch the people in their clothes and like how they're dancing.
Yeah, that was pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right, so
what? Good,
pick one of your songs, man. Pick a good one you can slow jam that he can roll into.
Let me load this in.
You got a Stump to Hester song?
No, I was just in the Hester.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any rules about the Hester? You want like any songs like before 1980, 1990s? What? What's going on?
I got one for you.
Podcast.
I got you going.
No, it's the radio right now.
You got one now. I got quiet for a minute there, huh?
We pay the bills real quick. We're rolling them on.
Is this a Stump to Hester song?
Is it for real? All day?
Oh, damn it,
man.
Is this another Stump Hester?
Oh, no. He had to come out with Stevie Wonder looking back on where I was. Oh, that's a Will Smith. He had to come out with that one, man. Yeah.
Bump it up a
little bit. Yeah, I remember that cut right there. See? That's supposed to be. He took that beat from Stevie Wonder, looking back on when I was a little nappy headed boy.
What's the name of that song? Stevie song.
Oh, that's not the name of it? Looking back on when I was a little nappy headed boy.
That's the lyrics in it. The name of the song is. Doggone it, man. You should have played the original Wild Wild West by the. That's cool. That would have
been. Roll into it. There it is. That is it. Isn't that the.
That's Cisco. That's the Thong song, man.
Yeah, but that's not his song.
No,
that's an old. That's is that an old school Stevie Wonder song?
Yeah, that is. I don't know what's the name of it.
Gosh, man. I know what you're talking about.
A-N-V-A-R. Yeah, Travers. Put that in. You've never had a love like this before. Ain't trying to hear that. Trying to bring
down me, the champion. I think I found it.
I know it when I heard it. As soon as I hear it, I know it. Come on, Hess, man. We're right in the middle of the show here, man. We dead airing it.
Okay, that's T-A-B, man. T-A-B-A-R-E-S. Yeah, that's it. Bam.
That's really fine. Get him something else ready to go, man, so we don't have to, like...
Yeah,
so we are in the middle of the show.
My fault.
We're not on a break.
But we only went three. Only went three that first time. That's why I got I'm sorry. Hit me a pin there, please. We still rapping right here. Let's go with it right here. There we go, right there.
Dude, that's an expensive computer.
So what now? Let me tell you about this way. She got me from my hook, line, and sinker, right? This time, I'm going to tell you. At last, I found who did I find? Fantasy. Everybody got one coming to you, what?
Friend of my reality, oh, yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Hey, you hear what I'm talking about over here, man?
I hear you.
What you doing?
It's rough, dude.
Is it? I saw ahead of your business. I understand what you're saying. What you saying? We over here doing this, Frankie. Never had a love like this. You ever had that one that you ain't never had before? You know what I'm saying? Never had a love like this.
No, that's the
song. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me on that, man? What time did it come to you? We ain't got no sip right now, right?
Well, that's
good. Me in my studio audience.
Somebody's slacking on my sips right here.
Somebody's slacking.
You know,
somebody been coming around and they ain't been getting you nothing, huh?
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, I kind of feel like I'm back in Vegas waiting on the waitress to come around.
I thought they was pretty good about that.
Depends on where you're at.
Right. Here we go.
It depends on what denomination of table you're sitting at. Right.
Somebody said you play a quarter machine, they just feed you drinks.
When you at the penny slot, they don't come around very often.
You said when you playing with copper, they don't come around. They are all in copper.
When you're on the $20 three card game right there, they on it.
And you'll do the touch.
I thought somebody was getting up.
Yes, indeed, man. That's a serious cut right there. Not telling what you're doing.
This is what you used to skate to back in the day.
All day in the skating ring.
He used to boogie skate, dude.
Man, I can skate right now to this day. That's what we need to do, man. We need to all go skating once. USA West. Yeah.
You want all of us.
Yeah, man.
to go skating at USA West.
They got pushes and you can't.
Wait. So, I don't care about that. Are you going to skate? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, I skate.
You going to skate?
Now
you going to skate.
I'm talking about 8 wheels. I ain't talking about the ones.
See, I'm inline. I can roll the
problem with us.
I can't do rollerblades, man.
The problem with us going to USA West to skate is we've probably arrested 8 out of the 10 people out of that.
So what? Yeah, we just come out and hang out.
I don't know.
Hey, you remember me? Hey, man, you violated me on my skate. Sorry, dude. We have a skate ring today.
I don't know if we'd be
welcome in there.
Right. No, you go in the afternoon, nobody'd be there.
Yeah.
We can go on a Sunday, man.
We'd have to go to the Franklin Skate Club.
Yes, Franklin Skate Club. Yeah.
That's the old place, isn't it?
Yeah, but it ain't USA West.
So I never had a love like what? They was kind of slow today. I had to give it up a little bit.
I got one to throw you in there.
You gonna show? You gonna play Stump Me Again too, man?
No, it's not Stump. You knew the lyrics.
This one, man. You got this one.
You ready? Okay, then.
Here we go, Hester.
Ooh, much obliged. I got me some water.
There you go, Hester.
Ooh, looking back on when I was a nappy-headed little boy. Hey,
see that goes right there, man. Watch this.
Yeah, you know who that was right there.
You had nappy hair when you was little?
Man, I had good hair when I was little, man. I had that kind hair. Yeah, the kind of hair you find on a mule.
That Audubon hair?
Yeah. That fly catcher hair. You know what
I'm saying? Did you have that hair in or out of a cap when you were swimming in the Special Olympics?
No,
I had to strap that down, man.
You strapped it down?
That chlorine was bleaching it up.
You ever see that Cheech and Chong movie where they're wrestling?
No.
They're the wrestlers, and they were itchy and scratchy. And they had their wrestling shorts on.
Oh, no.
And it's all hanging out. It's like this. It's like this.
In the speedo.
In the speedo.
Come on, man. It's like a big push. Yeah, that's cold, man.
Do your thing.
It's just fast. That old Stevie hit this big time with the quickness. Who picked that cut out right there?
You ever hit a burn?
Ooh, me?
Yeah,
I had a big old Section 8 back in the day.
Man, you got a picture of it? I gotta look to see that.
I gotta find it though.
Well, you said you popped your head down on the mat.
I had a curl, Jerry curl. I had a relaxer. Cat Williams.
Uh-huh.
I had one of them set ups.
No way. Man. You had a Cat Williams there, dude?
I had a Cat Williams, man. That was 70s.
His hair is like straight, man.
Yeah,
like all
hers. It's a process. You know, you put that stuff in it, man. It's relaxing. Yeah.
Who's the singer that had hair like that, but he had it all in braids, and real long braids? And
James Brown.
Rick James.
Bitch.
And you know, he used to kick it with Tina Marie. He got her started. You know that?
Weren't they together?
Yep. Tina Marie?
Tina Marie. He got her started. They used to go together for a long time, man. Because, you know, that's when he came out with that song, Bustin' Out. That's when he got released from the prison. You know he did time, right?
Rick James.
Yeah, he sure did. He's in prison, man.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, he was a dope dealer.
Was it?
And when he got out, he made that song called I'm Bustin' Out, right? That's when he came up with that album. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yes, indeed.
What are we going to roll into now?
Hey, we can run back. Hey, you always like that old Inner City Blues. We can do a little vote tape. Remember Inner City Blues by Marvin Gaye, man? Okay, we can run that back on that one. That's just the beat that you like that. That'll blend in again with old Curtis Mayfield.
I think we play that every other episode.
I think we do, man.
You want to know what? I think our audience like it.
It's that.
Man.
We either play that or we play Having a Party.
Or, I guess we can only do that once. Diamond in the Back. Killed that one.
Listen, that was Curtis Mayfield, too.
I know.
Yeah. Though you may not drop.
I'm saying you just, whew.
Dodge Ram. Sunroof. Gangsta White Walls.
You gotta put some Gangsta White Walls on your truck.
Come on, yeah, I ain't trying to look crazy.
Put some Vogues.
Nah, boy.
Put some Vogues on there.
True Vogues.
True Vogues.
Do your thing to this. We're going. This will be the song that rolls us out into the next.
I got you.
To the very last break.
I'm going to bring it to you. Bring it real quick. One time. Talking about inner city blues coming to you. Look at that. Waiting on the bus.
You
got enough bus fare? All the have nots. What is it? We what?
We make it.
What do you do after you get it?
Before we see it.
Yeah, you take it. I ain't gonna take my money, Spanky.
Come on. Because I can.
Went into my life.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Make you wanna holler. Went into my life.
What do we say this song was about?
This is about. This is the same thing as Curtis Mayfield talking about. People who has and the have-nots.
But what's it talking about? Talking about the government.
Talking about the government taking everybody's money, right? I don't care how much you pay your taxes, whatever. Watch it. Finance. Ooh, what's piled up real high?
Bills piled up.
What you gonna do with them?
Sky high.
And they gonna send you kids where? Send them where? Vietnam.
To die.
Oh, make it wanna.
Throw up both my hands.
Yeah, make you wanna holler.
This is like a spiritual song for you.
It is, man. Yeah. It's an energy thing. And you said I had attitude when I got here.
You did have an attitude.
No, I didn't. I was just tired.
Came back. You came back. Man,
you got your second minutes out. Yeah.
Listen, I put a bunch of hours. You know.
We might lose some listeners after that.
Yeah.
We get Matthew Stafford. We might not be so flat.
Right, huh? Let's just think about Buck. Him and Mercer talking or something.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear you.
Said for real?
Yeah.
Serious?
I'd rather have Matthew Stafford.
It's about Carson. I thought Carson would probably be a good fit.
What's the little boy, man?
Who?
Bassett. What's his name?
Bassett?
No, the
Bassett Hound.
No, I ain't talking about the Bassett Hound, man. You talking about the Colts, right?
Jacoby.
Yeah. Thank you,
Jacoby.
Man.
Jacoby.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't think they think he's the guy.
Serious?
Yeah.
They're giving the man a break, man. Also, he need a chance.
Well, he had a chance 2 years ago, and he failed miserably.
He did. I guess I wasn't paying attention to that. Make you want to holler, door.
Holler yes. Off into this break.
Right, okay. Right.
And
so we can split off, huh?
We're going to come back with the budget committee's.
Where we going?
Oh, man. Here we go. All four of us is going.
Decision on what's getting ready to happen.
I'm really sick of the budget committee.
I know. Yeah, you know, after you hear this, you're really going to be sick.
Giving them little bootleg tickets flying me here and there. Well, you got the sleigh.
You messed that up.
Oh, the sleigh. That Santa Claus only one gave up high money, didn't he, man? Yeah, he was all I get. Man,
we flew you and Branch out to Los Angeles first class.
Oh, that was fun. We went to the porn place, man.
Vivid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had some weak story about that too. you weren't long enough.
I wasn't showing any stick.
I believe he was emptied out.
It's like a popsicle stick.
Dehydrated.
It's like a toothpick.
That's all right. It'll stick somebody.
All day.
We'll
be right back.
Hello.
It'll stick somebody.
That beer, man.
Schaffer Hoffer. Who is this?
Coming to you live one time, Michael Jackson.
There you go. Human nature.
Yes, indeed.
So this is going to lead us into that time of the show.
Yes, it is.
Where the budget committee writes the check.
Wait in the suspense.
Sends you on your trip.
Here we go.
Right? We started off the podcast in episode one and everything. You always went by yourself.
Yep.
Then we actually sent you and your son to New York City.
Yep.
To go to McDowell's, right? Remember that?
Mr. McDowell's, the movie Coming to America.
Right. Yeah. You went there. We sent you and Branch on a trip.
Vegas.
No.
Vivid Entertainment.
Vivid Entertainment.
That was Vivid LA.
Yeah.
California.
And then we sent you and Max to the North Pole.
Right.
Okay. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I got a nasty email from the budget committee.
because they're not happy with your reports coming back because they feel like they just didn't do nothing. Mm. You kind of wasted their money.
Waste the money.
You know what?
Right?
You know, I can tell them.
I'm just letting you know, man. Just don't shoot the messenger.
I ain't going to shoot the messenger.
So, what they did.
Send them an email.
Is they mandated that all four of us go on this next trip.
Where's that to?
The budget committee, in their infamous wisdom, has signed the four of us up for a reality TV show.
Oh!
Right? Reality TV? I think I've got some reality TV experience.
Okay. You do?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was on...
Oh, yeah, you
diary.
Were.
I was on Pearl Diary, so they were at our office for like 14 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So every day for like 14, 13 weeks, where it was, I was mic'd up, had a camera crew,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So what's the name of that show again?
Pearl Diary.
Yeah, Pearl. Yeah,
so I got some experience with reality TV.
Yeah, you sure do.
But I don't think my experience with Pearl Diaries did me any favors in getting me ready for this reality TV show where the budget committee is mandating that we go.
Okay.
Okay, so we are getting sent.
You got a lot of concern in your voice.
I do, I'm telling you right now. Because I'm not a big nature guy.
Right,
okay.
Okay, like I don't like bugs and...
You don't like going out in the woods, man.
So we're getting sent to the jungles of Vietnam.
Whoa.
Okay. And we are going to be starring on the reality TV show Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid.
No.
They have signed us up for this show. So the four of us are getting dumped in the middle of the Vietnam jungle.
Man.
Butt ass naked. And we've got to survive for 7 days.
You got to find me a little
7 days.
I'm eating
Hey, I got to find me a little
ranch.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't like that.
So we got to come up with...
Oh, man, you serious, man.
Yeah, naked and afraid.
Oh, man.
That's where
that sounds like punishment. I'm just going to put that out there.
How are we going to eat?
That's part of the game.
We're surviving. I mean,
yeah, that's
survivor of the fittest.
Look, we're getting dropped in a jungle, butt naked.
Wow.
No weapons.
Didn't see that coming.
No, I did not.
Man.
That's what we're getting. That's what we have to do. 7 days we got to survive. So somebody's got to be. We got to make some decisions, right?
Yeah, Lord of the Flies.
Somebody's going to be in charge of the shelter. Somebody's got to be in charge of food.
Man.
Somebody's got to be in charge of making our fig leaves. Yeah. You don't need no elephant leaves.
Sycamore.
I mean, I may find like a four-leaf clover.
Oh, man.
And give it to you.
Yeah, give it to me, huh?
Yeah.
Little man.
Little man. All day. So we got to come up with something.
Okay.
You know, some kind of...
Well, I'm pretty good in nature. I think I'll make sure we all
eat. You can get some fish.
I'll make sure we eat
some fish.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's like piranhas and shit out
there.
That's
all right. Hey,
you kill those
guys, eat it, man.
Big snakes out there. See, I don't do snakes, man.
There's carnivore diets out the door.
No, it's not.
Oh, well, maybe not.
Kill some animals. Fish is in that. That's meat.
Yeah.
You eat tree bark. That ain't gonna bite you.
Tree bark.
Yeah. Certain trees, man. Certain leaves you can eat.
Tree jerky, huh?
Well, make sure you brush up on your nature.
I'm gonna survive, man. We all gonna survive. I can make us all on fire. We ain't gonna get cold. I'm gonna tell you.
You can make a fire out of nothing.
Sure can.
How you gonna do it?
Give me some dry stems, man.
In the jungle.
Yeah. All I gotta do is just, you don't rub two sticks together? It works, man. Find me some bird feathers or something light to get the fire started.
Some bird feathers.
Bird feathers. We're gonna find it. I'll survive.
Well, it ain't about you.
It's about all of us.
It's about all of us.
Gotta make it out.
Yes, indeed.
So naked and afraid. Here we come.
Naked and afraid.
Woo!
Man.
Naked and afraid. You ever seen the show Naked and Afraid?
I have. I watched it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
that's very interesting too, man.
I think we all got sent on this, so when we come back, we'll all have some stories.
Big time.
Because I think the budget committee knew that if we just sent you, you'd come back with some BS.
No, I'll come back with a good story on that one because I love nature. I know how to survive. He's going to bust with me. Oh.
I will survive.
What made you pick that, man?
What were we talking about?
Naked and Afraid in a Jungle.
Whoa, you could have picked a better song than that. You know what? I would have went with, let's see, I would have went Nature Music.
Nature Music.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a song.
Nature Music.
Yeah.
Like Bubbling Brook.
No.
Wait, what's Bubbling Brook?
Bubbling, or this is what it is. It's a microphone by a Bubbling Brook.
Oh!
Thunderstorm! Rain shower!
No, man, you could come on something better than that.
This is a good song right here, man. What's wrong with this?
We're going to survive that trip. That's what we mean. We can just got psyched
up. We got to be one. We got to be one.
As a team, that's right. That's
United force.
Survive, and then when it gets down to it, if we can't eat, what was that show with the airplane crashed?
Yeah.
Alive.
No.
Castaway. Yeah, it is too. No, it's alive.
Alive.
It's alive, man. They end up eating each other.
Alive.
That was a professional soccer team that crashed in the mountains, man.
Make your will out before you go, baby. We got to get to that point. We eat you first.
Yeah.
Hey, I think I had enough for some ham.
Hey, you see the ham?
They probably would eat me first.
I'd be like, I'm on a diet. I'm going to eat that.
Just let me take a piece. It's a slip.
I'm cutting off all your fingers, man. I need the fingers, man.
Just don't cut off the one with the one eye, all right?
Nah, you on your own on that one, man.
You know, except the poison.
Yeah, Vienna.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you get stung by jellyfish, I'll be the one to pee on you, all right?
That kills the boys.
Man. Oh, yeah. I'll gladly pee on that.
Boy. You say your own urine so you can drink till we get some.
No, you ain't supposed to do that. Water.
Somebody did that on Survivor one time. Got stung by jellyfish.
Yeah.
And this chick peed on him or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Poison. And so you'd have to save your own urine for when you get thirsty. Just
we're good.
Yeah, you would, buddy. When you get thirsty, I'm gonna tell you. Because see, the water that you find, it still has what do they call it?
Vitamin D?
Nah.
Parasites.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for, sir.
Right.
Sure is. Yep.
Well, Naked and Afraid, here we come.
Naked and Afraid, boy.
I think that's gonna be a wrap on episode 12.
Whoa, makes me want to utilize toilet paper before you get ready to go in. Ooh, be like, hey, okay, we can go wipe your butt with this time, right? Stick, leaves, whatever, man. Come on, drag your butt across some sand, whatever.
What?
You gotta get used to all this now. What we gotta deal with, man? You can't be embarrassed.
I feel like as long as some water involved, we okay.
You eat the wrong stuff.
We gotta find water first.
You eat the wrong stuff and drink the wrong water.
They're putting us in the middle of nowhere.
You ain't gonna need toilet paper.
You said Vietnam, right?
Vietnam.
It's pretty wet there, right? It's a wet climate.
I would say.
Yeah.
You ever seen Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jumbo rain.
Stinging
rain.
Sideways rain. Oh. Rains a lot. And one day it just stopped.
So did. Good movie. I still watch that to this day.
You got any parting?
Closing remarks.
Parting wisdom, thoughts of wisdom you like to share?
Yeah. I want to say our country right now is under another administration.
Nah, we ain't going there. Leave that out.
I'll tell you what. God bless America.
There you go.
Leave it just like it.
All right. Yes, indeed. We ain't getting into politics.
I'll eat cheese if I get another check for $2,000. Let that stimulus come to me real good, and we be all right. Okay. I already got $600. Yeah. Keep on paying me. I know at the end of the year I owe taxes on it. So wait. If you gonna give it, I'm gonna take it. That's what I got to say.
You shout outs to some people. Woo. That I know listen.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Speaking about other administrations, shout out to Vanetti.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Vanetti always comments on our stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What up, Vanetti?
What's up, Vanetti?
You the man.
I know he's listening, probably in Cleveland this weekend since you post your whole life on Facebook. But
don't feel bad, man, because everybody knows I'm a nice guy.
Hester does it, too. Don't be bad. But shout out to Vanetti. Thanks for listening. Shout out to Drew, JT.
Yeah, Big Turk.
Turk. I see Turk quite a bit.
Do you?
Yeah, because his liquor store is right up here.
Oh, well, so that's good.
I see Turk. Every time I go in there, he comes from behind the counter, gives me a big old hug.
So we always make fun of Turk. You ever see the movie Office Space, right?
Oh, yeah.
The TBR reports. That's who Turk reminds me of. Cause
yeah.
Turk reminds me of Dwight Schrute.
Who's that? I don't know who that is.
Man, you're un-American.
No, I'm not. I just don't know something. I don't mean I'm un-American.
You're un-American.
Okay, well, educate me then.
You ever seen The Office?
The what now?
The Office.
The TV show.
Yeah,
I did. Okay, yeah, I seen it, but that was a long time ago.
He's in that show.
Okay, I wouldn't know who he was, but I've seen that show.
The guy with the glasses looks like Turk.
Let me give my shout out to the team. Branch, Max, Calix.
To the team.
Yep.
Woo!
Dice, Sally, Sam.
Why are you rubbing on yourself, man?
I know you're rubbing your nipples. You're rubbing your nipples when you talk about dice. Like, dice.
See, here we go. We're going to twist that all around.
It's
all right. I'm just giving a shout out to everybody, okay? Much love.
Your peace. Son.
My boy, Christopher.
Stay safe.
Oh, yeah. Right. Johnson. Yes. Supposed to, yeah. Congrats, Johnson. We're going to miss you.
Yeah.
13 years.
Yeah, Johnson. You know I'm going to miss you. Man, you've been out on them country roads, going here and there, checking out your people. You take care of yourself.
Cooper.
Oh, Cooper. Where's Cooper at, too, man?
Nowhere. I'm just giving a shout out.
Oh, okay,
man.
The
boys in blue.
Yeah, I know that.
The boys in blue. They're backs.
Everybody, you know, give them that buzz. We ain't forgetting nobody. Appreciate you. If we forget anyone, we apologize.
Oh, I'm sure we forgot a lot of people. There'll be somebody going, well, you didn't mention my name.
Okay. Well, have you listened to the show first?
That's my name. I think we had 65 listens to the last one.
Nice.
And the last one, too.
He's adamant, man.
What people don't understand is we try hard to get this audio shit down.
Right.
Like, I went out and spent some money on some mics.
You sure did.
And, they don't work.
Hey, give them a name to them. What's the name of those mics that you've been on?
No, don't worry about it. They're nice. But
sorry, Pepe.
I think we need a mixing board is what we need.
$13.
So, but we're trying. We never know what it sounds like till we're done. So like the last episode, we're all sitting there going, man, that was a great episode. That was great. The four of us were back together. We had a good show. Oh, and then we get on, we listen to it, and the music's way too loud.
Right. We don't apologize to
you
that.
You can barely hear us. So.
Right.
Amateurs.
The on location at the boat dock was kind of, that was a different one. So
that was fun.
We are trying. So I think Max is going to start a GoFundMe page for Slow Jams with Hester. No. If you'd like to contribute.
GoFundMe page to help out our committee.
Some bullshit.
But other than that, we'll see you next.
We'll figure it out one of these days.
We'll see you next month.
Yeah, he cried.
Everybody be safe. Be careful.
Good night.
Peace out.
Peace. All day.
He cried. Hello.
We're ending it now.